His name was William Henry Roberts, Jr. Or was it? In fact, could you really believe any name this man said was his own? He had a string of names that followed him everywhere, and a long line of folks looking to apprehend him as well. We unravel his story on this edition of The American Countryside. You've heard me speaking about our trip to Italy August 8th through the 17th. There's still time to join myself and other listeners on an amazing trip and still enjoy preferred pricing as well. We'll be with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Come see Italy's most famous cities, spending 2 nights in Rome, 2 nights in Florence, and 2 nights in historic Venice. Our tour includes the famous Colosseum. You'll come to know the rolling hills, sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis and Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. In Venice, we'll enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island and see the city's famous canals. All along the way, we'll enjoy fabulous Italian cuisine and have the top-of-the-line service throughout the journey. This is Italy, as you always imagine it, so don't miss out. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Don't miss out. Join us today. Some knew him as William Henry Roberts, Jr., but as Sue Land explains, it was just one of the many names this infamous man would take.
His mother died when he was 3 years old, and his father was riding with Cantrell at Buffalo Gap, Texas. And his aunt, his mother's maternal half-sister, came from the East to get him, and she took him with her to raise as her son.
Her last name was Bonnie, a name the boy would later assume, Billy Bonnie.
Well, she died when he was 14 years old when they were out in New Mexico, and Billy became on his own at that time. The first person he ever killed was when he was a kid, 14 years old. History in Hollywood has said it's because he was protecting his mother's honor and all that. No, he was thought he was protecting his own life.
But the boy didn't stick around town to prove the killing was in self-defense, and the legend of Billy the Kid was born. Billy eventually began working for rancher John Tunstall. When Tunstall was killed by rival ranchers, the feud became known as the Lincoln County War, and Billy was part of several clashes between the groups. He was eventually apprehended by Sheriff Pat Garrett and found guilty of murder, sentenced to hang on March 13, 1881.
He decided it was time he left before they hung him, and so he broke loose. But he shot and killed two deputies, and it was cold-blooded. From the window upstairs, he shot down in the street and killed him.
3 months later, Sheriff Garrett, on the trail of Billy the Kid, thought he'd located him in Fort Sumner, New Mexico. Garrett shot the kid in a darkened room, or at least he thought he did.
Well, the deputy marshal turns the body over, looks up at Pat Garrett and says, "You've killed the wrong man." But Pat Garrett had to kill Billy the Kid that night. That was the third person he had shot in the back.
Of course, there is plenty of disagreement about the true story, but we'll have more from the town in which some say Billy lived his final days. As we travel the countryside, in Hyco, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.